Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we have last Sunday before we start preparation for the great fast. And it's always amazing for me how church wisely chose gospels and themes, not only for this time of preparation for the great fast, but for the great fast itself. Because each year we have opportunity to recall or to meditate about these foundations for spiritual life. These Sundays from today and up, they give us different themes. And those themes, they really concentrate our attention to these stones, which keep or they are necessary for foundation of spiritual life. Today we heard about Zacchaeus. And what is amazing on this story is to see how powerful God's grace is. God who wishes salvation of each person, because each person, each human being was created from God's love and for love, and God's intention is that human being, to give this human being this partaking of on his nature and his glory. Very, very wonderful gift for each of us. So he wishes to bring all his creation to this community with him. So there is no wonder that there are these sharp touches of God's grace in the life of each person. These touches when person realizes that there is a call for him or her to do something with life, and suddenly the person understands that the life has greater meaning. Zacchaeus was touched by God's grace. It was not only that God visited his house and somehow Zacchaeus was touched with kindness of Christ. Behind that was this invisible power, this God's grace, which has ability to penetrate human heart and transform this human heart. In the case of Zacchaeus, he knew that he is a public sinner. He knew that people hate him and see him as a sinner. He knew about his life that it's not right. When this touch of grace came to his heart, he was able to make a really radical answer to this grace. He turned his life upside down and he made a radical decision for his life. We heard this in the gospel. He wanted to fix everything what he has done not right. When we read Life of Saints, we can see this touch of God's grace in very specific moments. For example, when Christians were tortured in front of crowds because of their faith, and they were killed, we can find a lot of stories when suddenly somebody from the crowd who was not Christian was so touched by God's grace that person approached the these torturers and say, I am Christian, so I believe the same thing as this poor Christian who is losing his earthly life. Even that person knew that this proclamation would bring him or her death. Who can make this kind of decision if at first doesn't experience this touch of God's grace and makes this, which causes this radical change of mind, change of heart, and transformation? And we know that, and we experience these touches of grace too. It was this moment in our life, or moments in our life, when we felt with some kind of intensity that God is touching me today, and He calls me through transformation of our life, of my life. How did we answer? Well, those people who, like Zacchaeus, who knew that they are really big sinners, it's easier for them to make this radical change because they make one jump radical. Or those who saw these suffering martyrs and were touched by God's grace and they came to understanding, they came to faith, and they confirmed this faith by their own death, it was this radical answer. But for majority of Christians, this radical answer lies in a relatively slow transformation of our life. Still radical, but divided to many, many days, weeks, and years. This is how we should answer this touch of grace, that to change our life, but there have been not so radical because we already live or try to live some kind of Christian life according to our knowledge, abilities, limits. So if this grace comes, we say yes, but we actually, the problem is we don't know what to really to do, what kind of change we are supposed to do, because it seems that we are not so bad. And this is the problem, because, and it might be our experience when we recognize this calling, this touch of God's grace which calls us, we are happy, excited, but we have the experience that this touch of grace, this excitement disappears during day or 2 days or 3 days, it's gone. And we still the same life as before. It's not that we don't want to follow Christ. It's not that we we refuse this grace. We just don't know what to do. We have this intensive feeling of God's calling, but how to use it? But we have to be very careful, because if we waste this moment of grace, will we get another one? What if it was last God's chance for us to transform our lives? And this is what Christians realized. And in this spiritual tradition, these teachers of spiritual life, they teach us about that. They say, well, this is moment when you have to make radical decision for Christ. And we understand that. And we say, yes, okay, but what is next? Saint Simeon, new theologian, he says, for when you make decision for Christ, before you make first step in your spiritual life, you must find a spiritual father. You must find a guide who will be your guardian on this journey, advisor, corrector. And we say, what do we need? We must to have somebody who would tell us what to do. We are smart enough to know by ourselves, and well, we do this. We do this, and if we make just a test, and I just want to ask, did you study what does it mean spiritual life? Did you study in your life how to live a spiritual life? Who was your teacher? Who taught you about the spiritual law? Yes, we know Christ gives us commandments. We all know that we should love God. But did we learn how? We know that we should love our neighbor, but do we really know how to do this? We all know that we should not judge, but do we know these rules we have to apply to be able to keep this commandment? We all know that anger is bad, but do we know these rules for spiritual life, how to tame this anger, this passion in our souls? If I'm saying these words, it is not criticism. I'm just saying that we are in some kind of situation in the church when this art of spiritual life was forgotten. And while it would be easy to blame church, bishops, hierarchs, priests, environment around us, society in the last 100 years, that they took away this necessity to learn about spiritual life. But by blaming and searching for reasons, we will fix nothing. Nothing will change. We have to really think about these advices of this holy teacher of spiritual life. I told you about Saint Simeon, the new theologian. Another saint who has the perfect teacher almost of spiritual life is Saint John Climac. His icon's over there. He made these 30 steps towards like divine ascent. In the end of first step, he said, if you don't master this first step, you will not progress in others. No way. And in the middle of this first step, he talks about one thing, that the same as chosen nation had to have Moses to take this nation out of Egypt, we all need our own Moses who would lead us from Egypt. It means from slavery of sin towards God, to promised land, to heaven. And if we go from other saints like Saint Isaac the Syrian, the best teacher of spiritual life, He says again, 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 don't trust yourself. Find your father, spiritual father, who would lead you. The same says Saint John Cassian, we have his icon there, or Gregory Palamas, or Saint Anthony, and his thesis today. All those big saints, they teach us this necessity, because you can be lost, because this inclination to some kind of pride. And it's so easy for them to come to illusion about our own state. We need a helper. But who can be our helper? Where to find Holy Spiritual Father? There are not. There are not, you cannot find it. Try to search and you cannot find. And one saint answered on this, that we don't have these holy spiritual fathers who would lead us. They say, they are not here because God doesn't raise them, because there are no disciples. People are not searching for them. Simeon, new theologian, he said, you must search for your spiritual father with tears and mourning until you don't find him. It's the most urgent thing. So what can we do if we cannot find? Well, saints, they tell us, choose. If you cannot find, don't stop to search. If you cannot find, turn to holy fathers, those who teach spiritual life. And this is the reason why we have in our church St. Isaac the Syrian, St. John Climacus, St. John Cassian, Gregory de Palamas, Anthony Great, St. Ephraim, and many others. To have these spiritual fathers who teach about spiritual life in front of our eyes, and to come closer to them, to choose them. And this is why we have even this formation class book study, when we sit at the feet of Saint Ignatius, another excellent teacher of spiritual life, and we try to learn from him. And saints, they say, if you choose one of these holy fathers to learn how to live spiritual life, life with God, this saint will become your real spiritual father, and he will be praying for you and asking God for grace for you. And you will have great, great guide in heaven. And we should be like bees who go from flower to flower taking this wisdom. We should go from one Holy Father to another to make collection, to have this cloud of Holy Fathers in heaven who are praying for us, who teach us, and we follow them with obedience. If we do this, they will find for you a real spiritual father who would lead you on this earth. They would lead you to that person who would nourish your soul and help your soul to go to heaven. Don't try to live according to your own will, your spiritual life. Find your spiritual father among those saints. Find, choose, read, study, obey their words. And then when this moment of grace will come, when I will be touched by this intensity of God's love, which is calling me to perfectness. I will know, not because I'm smart, but because what they say, what kind of steps to make. And this is very important. So let's put this stone for firm foundation of our spiritual life when we are on the door to this holy season which is in front of us. Amen.